injury-wise, guys, we're pretty good right now. You know, we're lucky. We came out of the game yesterday pretty clean. We had a couple minor ankle sprains, but other than that, it's pretty clean. Very lucky. Questions?
Vance, what do you see a quarter into the season? What looks back at you when you look at this football team?
Well, right now, I think offensively, our running the football has been really good for us. The pass game, it's there. It's a work in progress. We've got some things that's working for us, but it has not been efficient enough for me. Defensively, obviously, stopping the run was a goal of ours, and that's happening. Our pass coverage is pretty tight, but we've given up too many explosive passes. That's led to points. Obviously, it's some good and bad there.
In what areas do you want to see the passing game improve?
Just not giving up explosive passes. Yesterday they scored basically 10 points and we gave up a 64-yard pass, and we had them backed up both times. And the second time we got them backed up, the minus five, I think, we gave a 28-yard pass up, which led 2 points. So obviously defensively, we're playing pretty good, but we can play better. We could play better, especially in two-minute defense. We've been really, really soft there, so we've got to improve there.
Is the problems on the explosive plays on defense just an adjustment that the guys are going to the zone maybe a little bit more and it's a growth?
No, it's not that. I think it's more focused in its details, and it's plays that we've covered in practice that's hurt us. So we've got to be better with our focus and details. And to your question, as far as it being more zone now, we're playing a lot more zone than we played in the past. And when you're a zone team, you have to be really, really focused and detailed on your keys. When you're a man team, you just play your man. That's easy to do from a mental standpoint and hard physically. So we're trying to give these guys a break, and not play so much man, but we have to continue to train it, and they have got to continue to play with more focus and detail. Zone takes focus and detail.
The offensive line has gone up.
I'm sorry?
The offensive line has gone up against some really solid pass rushers.
Sure.
Already. How do you feel the tackles in particular?
I think the tackles have competed well, starting with Garrett Bowles. I mean, he's a talent. I mean, he's won a lot of his one-on-ones. He hadn't been beat much. Menelik Watson has competed well. I thought Menelik the last 2 weeks have played a lot better in the pass game. Obviously, when you're playing special rushers, they're going to win some also. So we've done a good job with chipping, the dominant rushers and helping our guys, and also blocking them one-on-one from time to time. But, you're not going to block Khalil Mack and Hughes, those guys one-on-one. The two guys in with the Chargers, you're not going to win all the time with those guys. But they've competed hard, and we've helped them some.
You got to add Devontae Booker to the mix in the backfield. What's just your overall impression of kind of the element you now have with all three of those guys? It seems like you have the ability to mix some things up.
All three guys played well yesterday. I thought CJ played really well, breaking tackles, ripping off big runs. He was great in the pass game. He was great with protections. Jamal Charles looks more explosive each and every week he's played. He's close to making some big plays for us. So that's been fun to watch. Jamal just burst through the line with great speed. And Book played well. He played solid yesterday, running the football and in protections. On Derby's touchdown pass in high red zone, Book made the key block to block the safety. So, for a young guy who hadn't played much football this year, to make that block was key for us there. So I've been very impressed with Jamal and CJ, and obviously having Book back, that just makes us better there.
How have Justin and Will grown into their roles week to week, especially?
Yeah. Well, I think he's played better the last 2 weeks. The first couple weeks, I thought he played a little cautious. But yesterday in Buffalo, he played like Justin should play. I mean, he's got great range, he's a great athlete. He's a smart guy. So he's playing with more confidence as we play more here. Willie Parks had a bunch on his plate. I mean, he's playing base safety. He's our big corner and our our peso package. He's also playing dime, so he's doing a lot more than Justin as far as assignments, and he's done a good job. It hadn't been perfect, but he is fully engaged, and he's a tough guy, and in every game he's improved. So I've been pleased with both guys as far as both guys being first-time starters.
Vance, with defenses keying in on Emmanuel and DT, do you ever have to go to those guys and just say, hey, you remain calm and get you the football eventually?
Yeah, you have to, because most teams can't cover those guys one-on-one, and most teams won't do that. It wouldn't be smart, but they got to be patient. Right now we're getting a bunch of shell coverage and a bunch of soft boxes, so our running game is really good. And when a team is forced to play single high and give us fair coverage outside, those two guys will show up more. But right now, it's basically bracket coverage. But that's where Derby has to make plays for us. And Benny Fowler's made some plays. So when you see Benny catching three or four balls, you see Derby catching seven balls, that's where it has to affect the defense, in the slots.
Do you sense any frustration from DT and Maine?
Receivers, they are always frustrated. They want to catch 10 balls a game. So I like that, especially from 10. I like his personality. He wants the ball every play, and that's cool. He should want the ball every play. And, he's a competitive dude.
Stopping the run and running the ball well, that's a recipe for success.
Yes.
When you look at the red zone, what are some of the things you need to iron out to be more efficient there?
Offensively speaking, about the red zone, it's been self-inflicted wounds. It's been false starts. It's been batted balls. It's been holding penalties. We're at the 5-yard line. We get a false start. Now we go back to the 10. Your chance of scoring a touchdown goes down. So it's more of what we're doing to ourselves. And I thought this morning, watching our practice the last 2 weeks, it's more how we practice. Our Thursday practice is a practice of basically third downs, red zone, goal line, short yardage, and our last period is red zone. And I've watched it for the last 2 weeks, and it's not very good. So that's my fault. So I'm going to move red zone up in practice so we can get more energy there. So that part we're going to fix. We're going to spend more time on red zone. We're going to apply more detail and focus there as coaches and players, and we'll fix that. But the concepts are there. And running the football, it's there. It's just more self-inflicted wounds and just giving it more attention, in my opinion, on both sides of the ball. Because defensively, we've had two games where we wasn't in the red zone at all. But the two games we were just average. So we got to fix both sides.
Trevor said yesterday that situational awareness is something he wants to work on. Mm-hmm. How would you evaluate how he's done so far through 20 years?
Okay. We had 4 sacks yesterday, and I think 2 was probably protection and 2 was probably Trevor. He can throw the ball away. He can have better feel in the pockets. He understands that, so he wants to get better there, and he will. He's a young player also. So as we play more games, he will get a better feel for the pocket and know when the play has expired and throw the football away.
You got the game ball in Iowa this week.
The game balls went to CJ Anderson. He had a great day. Derby got a game ball. Benny Fowler got a game ball for his gunner play on special teams. And we had one more. Yeah, we had Derek Wolf, and we had Domitat Peckel with game balls. And Justin Simmons got a game ball for the game-winning pick. We had a bunch of guys get eyeballed T-shirts, so I can't name them all. Probably about 15 guys.
Did you know Peckel had this passion for the game? Like, he plays with like a little boy enthusiasm. He's
yeah.
running around on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. CJ got that big run. Did you know that was part of it?
Absolutely.
How does that help?
Absolutely. When you have a big guy, who's engaged all the time, he's that way every day, so that doesn't change because it's game day. He is on fire every day. And that's fun to see, a guy in his 12th year. He's hadn't missed a start in 7 years and, never complains. He's here every day in a good mood. And that's key from a leadership position.
For a few more for the coach.
Vince, you said a couple weeks ago that you weren't concerned about Brandon McManus's early misses.
Mm-hmm.
After he missed the 29, is that the same?
I'm not concerned. He has to make that kick. That kick would have been critical for us to be up by 3 scores, and that game's basically put away. He understands that. He's been told that. And moving forward, I feel good about B-Mac. He's a talent, so I'm not down on him. And, things happen from time to time. But I haven't changed my mind about how I feel about BMAC. He's fine.
Any Cody or Paxton updates as far as mm-hmm. how they're doing injury-wise with the bye?
Paxton's getting better. He's still week to week. You know, I'm not sure if his time frame is for us. His next step is to start throwing the football. You know, that may take a while. I'm not sure how much time he needs. Cody's okay. He's sore. You know, so we'll see if the week helps him get better.
Last one, Nikki.
What is kind of your assessment of the four quarters?
The four quarters?
Yeah. How do you feel the team has played? It seems like they start hot and then it kind of lets up.
You mean the four quarters in the actual game?
Yeah.
It's been different. You know, I mean, I thought we played very well early on against the Chargers, and obviously the fourth quarter with the two turnovers and the two scores, it made it a game. So I thought our first three quarters were pretty good. Week two against the Cowboys, it was pretty good, four quarters. Buffalo, I mean, it was an up and down game, you know, for four quarters. Yesterday, I thought it was a grind yesterday on both sides of the ball. You know, offensively, we were running the football well, and we had a bunch of long third downs where we couldn't convert. And defensively, we kind of, you know, it was a one or two score game the entire day. So I don't know. Obviously, you want to keep your focus for four quarters and finish games better. You know, we hadn't done that great, you know, but, you know, we can get better there.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you guys. All right.